Amen. That was good advice. Follow. Let's take our Bible. Turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5. Romans, chapter 5. This is Remembrance Day, otherwise known as Armistice Day. It marks the day World War I ended at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month, 1918. And traditionally a 2-minute silence is held at the 11th hour, which we will do, to remember those that have died in wars. And today, being the 11th of November 2018, is the centenary of the end of World War I, otherwise known as the Great War. So I'd like to share a few thoughts with you in that light this morning. Before we do, let's read Romans chapter 5, please. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 10 reads, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Being much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Let's bow for prayer. Our God, we're so thankful for the opportunity to worship you this morning on this very special day of remembrance. We ask and pray that your Holy Spirit would guide our hearts and lead us into truth and understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Armistice Day, also known as Remembrance Day. It all began at 5 a.m. Paris time on the 11th of November 1918. Representatives of France, Germany and Britain met in a railway carriage parked in a French forest and signed the armistice, a ceasefire, that ended World War I. It followed a difficult year for both sides, in which Germany in which German military leaders came to believe that they could not win the war. The ceasefire came into effect along the entire Western Front 6 hours later at 11 a.m. As the guns fell silent and the news broke, rejoicing erupted from Paris and London to the cities and towns of Australia. The reaction was understandable. After more than 4 years of conflict and countless casualties, the war was at an end. But for many Australians, the effect of World War I remained with them for the rest of their lives. And in reflecting upon World War I on this centenary of armistice, I'd like for you to consider the following. The population of Australia at the breakout of the Great War was 4.5 million people. 330,000 young men went to war, and 2,500 women served in the field as nurses. Young Australian soldiers lost their lives. And of the nearly 270,000 Australians who survived the war, 170,000 of those suffered from wounds or illness. In fact, by 1938, 20 years later, there were still 77,000 incapacitated soldiers, disabled soldiers. And 180,000 dependents still on pensions. Every family, every town and community endured years of grief and loss. And the nation carried the cost of war pensions and care for those that were disabled in some form. World War I left behind a vast legacy of sorrow that was felt for generations. The loss of 60,000 Australians meant that scarcely a family in Australia was left untouched. Yet for many, the sadness was deferred or unresolved. The impact on the faith of the nation was very deep. Many of those killed had been active believers and members of local churches. The lack of details about the fate of more than 23,000 missing soldiers delayed the grief for their families. Even into the 1920s, many clung to the slim hope that perhaps a mistake had been made and their son, brother, or husband might still be alive and unable to find his way home. This day is a day of remembrance, a day of remembrance of those that willingly sacrificed, suffered, and died on the behalf of our nation that we might live in peace. There in Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, the Bible teaches us, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is a day of remembrance of those that willingly sacrificed, suffered, and died on the behalf of our nation, that we might live in peace. And may we also, as God's people, not lose sight of that one that willingly, sacrificially suffered and died in order to justify you and I and provide peace with God. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. This day is a day of remembrance for those that were willing to give of themselves that we might enjoy the freedom, the peace, the measure of peace that we enjoy today as Australians. Men like John Simpson Kirkpatrick, otherwise known as the man and his donkey. John Simpson was a stretcher bearer with the 1st Australian Division during the Gallipoli campaign in World War I. And after landing at Anzac Cove on the 25th of April 1915, Simpson began to use donkeys to provide first aid and carry wounded soldiers back to a place of safety. Simpson and his donkeys continued this work for 3.5 weeks under fire, often under fire. He worked on a 1.5-mile trail, and he and his donkey Duffy walked 12 to 15 times a day. And within that 3.5-week mission, he carried no less than 300 men to safety. But on the 19th of May, he was shot dead while carrying a wounded soldier to safety. He was buried on a beach called Hell's Spit with a simple wooden cross marking his grave. This man sacrificially gave his life to save those that were wounded on the battlefield of Gallipoli. He was truly a good Samaritan, fleshing out sacrificial love in action. A man of compassion, reaching out to those in need. Note there in Luke chapter 10, please. In Luke chapter 10, I'd like for us to read verses 30 to 37. Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37. And Jesus said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and sat him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbour unto him that fell amongst the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. John Simpson Kirkpatrick reflected compassion. Compassion for those in need. And this day of remembrance is a day that we remember the willing sacrifice of those that were willing to suffer and die on our behalf, that we might live in peace. I'd like for you to stand with me for a moment, please, and we'd like to, at this time, being 11 a.m., have a 2-minute time of silence as we remember those that have died at war. And following the 2 minutes, I'll ask Brother Wilson to play the last post, and then we will pray and continue our sermon this morning. Let's reflect. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day of remembrance. Lord God, we are mindful of those that were willing, and we are mindful for those that are still willing to give of themselves, to give of their very life, that we might continue to enjoy the freedom and the peace that we so often take for granted today. And Lord God, we'd like to take this time to just thank you for each one that was willing to die sacrificially and suffer on the behalf of our nation. Truly, O God, for those of us that know you, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We'd like to especially thank you for those that reflected their faith. As we spend these few moments together, as we continue to spend these few moments together this morning, may we be ever thankful for that one, the Lord Jesus, who was willing to die that we might live. And I pray if there are some present here this morning that have yet to receive the Lord Jesus as Saviour and know that peace of God, may this be the day of their salvation. Thank you for this day of remembrance. Thank you for blessing our nation. Thank you for being good to us as a people. I pray that you'd revive us as your people. We pray for the salvation of Australia. And I pray that you'd so encourage us this morning to be that witness that you've called us to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you. John Simpson reflected compassion for those that are in need. The question was asked back in verse number 25. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So it's in answering that question the parable of the Good Samaritan was given. This man was left half dead by the side of the road, the Bible teaches us in our Lord's parable. And God used a Samaritan, a half-caste Jew, a despised individual, to reach out to this man. And the Lord Jesus said in verse number 37, in answering the question, who is really a neighbor to that one in need? He said, he that showed mercy on him. And then Jesus said, go and do thou likewise. And John Simpson was certainly an example of that in a very practical sense. But beloved, may I remind you as the people of God concerning the need for compassion in our day? Compassion for man's greatest need, which is the need of eternal life. And it's important that you and I understand the story of the Good Samaritan is given in answer to a question concerning eternal life. Verse 25, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So man's greatest need is a need of redemption, the need to be reconciled back to God. And we need to be like this Good Samaritan, understanding and seeing that people are half dead. They are not physically dead yet, but they are spiritually dead before a holy God. And they need somebody with compassion. That's you and I that have tasted the Lord, and we know that the Lord is good. We need to reach out to them in compassion. And John Simpson was an example of that. And on this day of remembrance, we need to remember men like this, the Good Samaritan in action. But bear in mind, the context of the Good Samaritan was to answer the question, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? May God give us compassion afresh for those in need of a Saviour. Today is a day of remembrance. of those that willingly sacrificed, suffered, died on the behalf of our nation, that we might live in peace. Beloved, do you have compassion for those in need of a Saviour, that they likewise might live in peace eternally? This day is a day of remembrance of men like John Simpson. But also, what about the Australian light horsemen who were part of the capturing of the town of Beersheba in Israel on the 31st of October 1917? This group of men reflected courage of the first degree. Beloved, we need to be reminded on this Remembrance Day that the need for compassion and also the need for courage as the people of God. As we see that example of this group of men on horseback, turn to Joshua chapter 1, please, verses 1 to 5. Joshua chapter 1. God's charge to Joshua was to be courageous. And on this Remembrance Day, we are mindful of those that willingly gave their lives. They reflected a measure of compassion for their nation, but also they were courageous. They were willing to give of themselves for the well-being of others. And God said to Joshua as he prepared to lead God's people into the promised land in verse 5, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." In the Battle of Beersheba on October 31, 1917, the British captured this strategic town from the Ottomans, the Turks. And it opened the way by the defeat of the Ottomans at the Battle of Megiddo the next year, which resulted in the end of 700 years of Muslim control of Palestine. In the Battle of Beersheba, a force of 800 Australian light horsemen made a successful frontal assault against roughly 4,000 Ottoman forces who were well dug in, led by German officers. The way was thus paved for the Jews' return to the land in significant numbers and the founding of the modern state of Israel 31 years later in 1948. The Bible foretold of Israel becoming a nation once again. And God used Australians, the Anzacs, as part of his plan to do this. And all of God's people said, amen to that. We had a part. God used our nation. We had a part in the reclaiming of the land of Israel for the people of God. That ultimately led to the establishment of the modern state of Israel in 1948. 8. Only 36 Australians died in that charge. 36 were wounded. God was good to our soldiers. And God used them to capture Bathsheba, which ultimately led to the defeat of the Turkish army there in Megiddo, and ultimately the defeat or the conquering of Israel, that Israel might be once again restored to her people. And on this Remembrance Day, as we remember those that gave their lives sacrificially, we need to be mindful of men like John Simpson, who was compassionate. And also we need to be mindful of the Australian Light Horsemen, 800 men that courageously took on 4,000 and were able to capture that city of Bathsheba in Israel. Men of courage. And may God inspire us as the people of God to be Christians with not only compassion, but also to be courageous. God said to Joshua, "Be thou courageous. I will give you the land." Beloved, we need to be a courageous people as the people of God. We have something to be courageous about, have we not? We have the truth of the Word of God. We have false religions today that are very courageous. We have Islam, which is very courageous. But where are the Bible-believing Christians that are courageous? Where are the Bible-believing Christians that will not only live out the Christian life, but be willing to speak up the Word of God for the glory of God? Where are they? This is where they need to be. You and I need to be courageous. We have something to live for. We have something to die for. We have a hope, eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, may God put some steel in our backbone this morning and help us and empower us to be a people of courage that are willing to stand up for the cause of Jesus Christ, willing to rest in the promises of God. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and of a sound mind. May God give us some courage. If 800 men could be courageous enough to represent their country, to capture a city, you and I could be courageous and to win people to Jesus Christ. We need compassion. We need courage. Last but not least, we just need to be consumed in the fact that we have a mission from God. There is a war at hand today. It's the war for the souls of men. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, "I've come to give life and life more abundantly." On this Remembrance Day, we remember those that willingly sacrificed. Men like John Simpson. Compassion. Men like the Australian Light Horsemen, courage. What about men like William Mackenzie, the first Australian chaplain to land at Gallipoli on the 25th of April 1915? He was a soul winner who was consumed in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. Army chaplain Captain William Mackenzie, who was originally from Bundaberg, Queensland, landed with the Anzacs at Gallipoli Peninsula on the 25th of April, 1915. This man of God had an inspiring faith that was a source of strength to many soldiers as he spent time with them in the trenches. He was respected and revered by all. He spent almost the whole of World War I in frontline combat, being wounded, buried alive, even arrested. He was recommended twice for the nation's highest honour, the Victorian Cross. He was there with his fellow Australian soldiers at the Battle of Lone Pine, where some 2,000 men lost their lives or were wounded. He was begged by his fellow soldiers not to risk his life in the heat of the battle. Mackenzie replied, "I preached to you. I prayed for you. Do you think I'm afraid to die with you?" With that statement, he picked up a shovel and came out of the trenches with his fellow Aussies. Mackenzie was awarded the Military Cross at Buckingham Palace by King George V for his efforts at Lone Pine. As the King shook his hand, he said, "I have heard all about you, Chaplain, what you have done for these men far exceeds any army general." It was estimated that some 3,000 soldiers were led to Christ through his ministry during World War I. He was perhaps the most aggressively evangelistic chaplain of all Australian chaplains, making no secret of his desire to convert men to Jesus Christ. He said there were times that he had, in the evening, he'd lead a soldier to Jesus Christ, and within 24 hours he was burying them. A man of compassion, a man of courage, a man that was consumed, absolutely consumed, with winning people to Jesus Christ. Consumed. What about you? Mr. Mackenzie made this statement: "One is very near to the eternal here, marching in step with the sinister shadow of death." Today is a day of remembrance of those that willingly sacrificed, suffered and died on the behalf of our nation that we might live in peace. Men like John Simpson, men like the Australian Light Horseman, men like William Mackenzie that were absolutely consumed with preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. "He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." And beloved, on this Remembrance Day, as we remember those that have died on our behalf that we might enjoy peace as a nation, let's not lose sight of that one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was willing to die, was buried and rose again that we might have life eternal. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May God give us some compassion. May God give us some courage. May God give us a consuming passion to win people to Jesus Christ that are going to a hellfire place. And God so loved the world. God so loved the world. Yes, the whole world. That world goes beyond you. That world goes beyond me. May God give us the passion of William Mackenzie to go into the highways and byways and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is Remembrance Day. Those that gave their lives that we might live. And on this day,
Christian, let's not lose sight of the one who gave his life that we might live.
They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We as Bible-believing Christians, more so, must never lose sight of the eternal Son of God, who willingly gave himself for our sin, that we might live. Through the shedding of his blood, we can have peace with God. That message of hope is a message that is to be proclaimed in the regions beyond. As a nation, we enjoy peace outwardly because of the sacrificial service of our Australian Defence Forces. But my friend, do we possess that inner peace that comes via faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour? For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We have a message of hope. May God give us compassion. May God give us courage. May God give us a consuming zeal to win people to Jesus Christ. Let's bow for prayer.